When does a person decide to stand up against greed and power over? Decide to regain their humanity in a proactive revolution for loving everybody.
I'm Rainbow Valentine, and that's my friend, the real Patch Adams, the guy Robin Williams pretended to be in the movie Patch Adams.
If we don't change from a society whose value system is based on greed and power over to one based on compassion and generosity, we can have a great postponement of our extinction, maybe indefinitely. If not, we will perish. Why?
In 2021, Patch was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. I wanted to know how this happened, so I called my friend Lars, who's Patch's son, and we decided to make a podcast about his dad's uncommon life.
Focus here, old man.
I've done a few interviews. I'm ready.
Hopefully this will be less an interview and more father-son talking. An
intimate view.
This is the true, not Hollywood story of how Patch Adams went from being a suicidal misfit to a Nobel Peace Prize nominee.
And so at 17, I was hospitalized 3 times in mental hospitals. That's your dad. So then at 18, I was present at Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, and I instantly changed.
We all know love is the answer. Love is the answer.
We'll get into Patch's childhood overseas, his teen years in a repressed, segregated society.
Strip poker was a game we played.
His psychedelic commune years.
What was great is that a small biker gang came in at the same time, and they were freaked out because we're having fun.
His lifelong dream hospital.
Patch dreams of having a giant whoopee cushion room where multiple people could jump on a giant whoopee cushion.
And the clown trips he's made, bringing relief from suffering to the most dire and dangerous places on Earth.
Tell me about going to Afghanistan.
There's definitely a clown intoxication that comes, that in a way you feel safe to go into war. I don't think we were ever shot at. Why not take love and fun into the enemy? And I think the Afghanis loved it.
How's it going today, Patcher?
Lars, it's the best day of my life.
It's the best day of my life. Patch Adams' journey to the Nobel Peace Prize nomination with Patch and Lars Adams, narrated by me, Rainbow Valentine.
I would say maybe all of it comes from an act of a decision to be a gratified person.